This is Dairy Radio Now.
Where are we with milk price reform? Our focus today on our Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers. And from a recent PDP Dairy Signal, Dr. Charles Nicholson, Associate Professor of the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences and Agricultural and Applied Economics at UW-Madison, updates us on the milk price reform hearings and just what's at stake.
Nearly all of the issues that are being discussed really relate to changes in the formulas that we use to price milk. 470 different exhibits that have been put forth as evidence to USDA as a part of this process so far. All of this information is really publicly available and transparent online. There's a website set up for this entire hearing process. And a lot of this really has to do with something that we call the make allowances. And these are essentially a way that we account for the costs of transforming farm milk into dairy products. We actually have seen some pretty considerable increases in what it costs to take farm milk and turn it into dairy products. And we haven't really done any changes to the way these formulas work based on what it costs for more than 15 years. And we haven't made any other major changes to federal milk marketing orders since about 2000. So some of the symptoms that we've seen were the erosion of over-order premiums, the kind of premiums that would show up as market premiums, say, on a milk check. And we've seen a lot more depooling taking place where cheesemakers say, I don't really want to play as a part of the federal order pool and share in the dollars that are being generated that way. A second thing that this opened up was other people said, well, there's lots of other changes I'd like to make to those milk pricing formulas. If we're going to talk about make allowances, that's opened the door for other people to talk about other things that they would like to change about those pricing formulas. One of the symptoms that people are hoping to address is something that's been a contentious issue, which is negative PPDs. And so there's a combined effort to sort of think about an issue that's being mostly driven by the processing side of the industry. And that can include co-ops too, by the way. That is, our costs of processing have increased a lot over time, and those things we call the make allowances aren't really covering what they should anymore. So there's a lot of moving pieces that are being discussed as part of this. But the core driving factor has really been these increases in processing costs and the concerns that dairy processors and co-ops had about the increased costs not being covered by our current pricing formulas. What do I think USDA is going to do? I actually think that they will make some changes to those make allowances. Again, I don't know the extent to which they will consider that. There's been evidence presented about the cost increases, but I do think they will probably make some of those increases in make allowances, which again has in the short term the effect of reducing those classified prices, not just class three, but the others as well. And I do think they'll also make some adjustments to those class one differentials. They'll probably increase them. I think they will actually probably also increase the minimum from $1.60 to something that's not $2.20, but might be $1.80. I don't think they'll take it to zero. So the things that I think USDA will do are likely to kind of have the sorts of impacts with the prices going up and down, but probably to a lesser extent. That is kind of what my best projection would be, listening to the evidence and knowing a little bit about how USDA has been thinking about these things in the past. So how does this process go from here? They wrap up the hearing by the 2nd of February. Then there's some certain things they have to do. They got to release a transcript that says, here's all the stuff we heard. They have to allow people to make corrections if there was some mistake. Then they have a chance for people to say, hey, I want to give you some more information. We call it filing a post-hearing brief. They have up to 60 days to do that. In the meantime, they're reviewing all this evidence. And then once they decide something, it's got to go to Secretary Vilsack's office to sort of think about the bigger picture issues, maybe the politics of this stuff. And then by 90 days after people get to submit some additional stuff, they've got to come out with a recommended decision. And the industry gets to have some comments about things and say, no, 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 you should do some stuff differently. Or I like what you're doing, you should do it even more. So where we are right now in the process is still hearing evidence, but we have a ways to go until we know what we're actually dealing with, what the animal looks like at the end of the day.
That's Dr. Charles Nicholson from UW-Madison. Comments from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free just by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.